Good morning. It's Monday, April 6th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know. U.S. President Donald Trump declared victory after American forces rescued a second crew member from a downed F-15 fighter jet inside Iran. The complex operation involved dozens of aircraft and fierce resistance, with at least one helicopter reportedly hit. While both airmen are now safe, recent losses of aircraft highlight ongoing threats in Iranian airspace despite weeks of U.S. and Israeli strikes. Officials say the mission showed both U.S. capability and vulnerability. Analysts warn that deeper operations, such as targeting Iranian infrastructure, would be far more dangerous. The rescue may be a morale boost, but it underscores a war far from over. Another news. U.S. Secret Service agents responded to reports of gunfire near the White House early Sunday, searching Lafayette Park and surrounding areas. No injuries were reported, and no suspect has been found, though authorities are investigating a possible person and vehicle of interest. President Trump was in Washington at the time, with officials confirming that operations remain normal under heightened security. Roads were briefly closed, but have since reopened. The incident highlights persistent security concerns even in one of the most heavily guarded locations in the world. Around the world. The United States and Iran are reviewing a potential ceasefire plan as President Trump's deadline approaches, threatening major strikes if the Strait of Hormuz is not reopened. A Pakistan-brokered proposal suggests an immediate ceasefire followed by negotiations within 15 to 20 days. However, Iran has rejected reopening the strait under pressure, calling ultimatums incompatible with diplomacy. Meanwhile, violence continues across the region, with strikes on infrastructure and rising casualties. With global oil supplies at stake, the coming hours could determine whether the conflict escalates or pauses. Another news. An Israeli airstrike on an apartment building near Beirut killed three people, including a local official from a Christian political party. Lebanese authorities say no clear military target was present, while Israel says it struck a terror target and is reviewing civilian casualty reports. The attack has intensified tensions between groups supporting Hezbollah and those blaming it for dragging Lebanon into conflict. Over a million people have been displaced amid ongoing strikes. As the war spills across borders, Lebanon faces not just external threats, but rising internal strain. Another news, astronauts aboard NASA's Artemis the Set mission have entered the moon's gravitational pull, setting up a record-breaking journey farther from Earth than any humans in history. The crew is expected to reach a distance of over 252,000 miles, surpassing the Apollo 13 record. During their lunar flyby, they will witness the moon's far side and capture rare images, including views never seen by human eyes. NASA says the mission is a critical step toward returning astronauts to the moon by 2028 and eventually reaching Mars. It's a historic moment, marking humanity's next giant leap into deep space. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.